air?
We are on the air as far as I know. I'm looking for Tammy Lee now. So you can start us off.
Great. I don't see the chat. How do I get
We can
into the
all
chat?
Hear what we're saying now.
I
Welcome
know.
Welcome to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Earth Hour, brought to you by LuckyMojo.com and DrKenny.com. And for, I'm sorry about the chat. I'll try and set that up right away. I can see it, but you won't be able to. I'll get right with you in a moment.
Wow. Folks, if anybody is still in the comments, and I know there are people commenting, can you hear us? Can someone say you hear us? Because we now can hear each other, but we don't know if you can hear us. Well, we haven't received a comment yet that says they can hear us. It says on air. Wow. All right, folks. I'm being logged out and logged in. And for the archives, this is a strange show. Dr. Keone had announced that he would not be doing his morning gospel show because he had back-to-back readings and he had a lot of things to do. I called him on phone and asked him, would we be having the radio show? And I got no reply, and he made no response in any of his other forms of communication, such as Twitter and so forth. And we then went on as usual, but nobody was here. There was no host. So Nagashiva has gone through a lot of work to get himself logged in as the host, and I am now connecting through Skype and through the phone. And yay, there are 32 users here, lower than usual, but there you go. The chat has come up. Thank you, Nagashiva. So people say that no sound. I think you need to log out, log back in, and you'll refresh the page, and you'll be able to hear. Very strange day. A lot of obviously oddness. The login and password were changed was the problem. Nagashiva went to Blog Talks admin and got a new password and got in. So.
And I think I have Tammy Lee holding on the line, so I'll try and get her on now as well. And we'll be back to normal. Is this you, Tammy Lee?
Yes, sir. This is me right here.
Hi, Tammy
Huzzah.
Lee.
Here, hi.
What a mess. Well, we don't know why. We don't know why it happened, but we're here. And people were already calling the shop and asking what happened to the show. And we're here. We're late, but we're here.
Yep.
So we made it. We've got 36 people in the chat room. And just refresh your page. If you still can't hear the sound, just refresh your page if you can hear this on the phone. All righty. Gosh, should we take a deep breath?
Deep breath.
Okay, next order of business is let's hold Dr. Keone in our prayers and thoughts. We have no idea what happened, but something's happened, and let's just hope everything's okay with Dr. Keone, okay?
Yeah.
All right, all our blessings, good thoughts, love, gratitude, and friendship to Dr. Keone. I have no idea what went wrong, some sort of a technical thing, I guess. And hope it's nothing more than that. Dr. Keone, wherever you are, we love you, and we're going to do the show anyway. and if anyone hears from Dr. K, please, you know, I think he said he was going to be out, though, today. All righty, so Ms. Tammy Lee, what we're going to do today, last week Dr. Keone could not be here because he had other things to do, and we had Ms. Michael in as our co-host. And I'm looking at who is in the chat room, and I'm wondering if we can bring in one of these people. I don't see Miss Michael here. Do you see her? Is she in chat? Miss Michael, if you're in chat, please say something.
I don't see Miss Michael. I'm scrolling through the list of names. I know that Conjurman Ali is actually...
I know. Conjurman Ali said waves to all. And Turnsteel says, yes, Miss Michael was here earlier, but she's not here now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask for Conjurman Ali, who's another member of AIR, to come on in and be our co-host. Do you know what his area code is? Contravenali, can you type in your area code?
Yeah.
And we'll pick him up.
And it's 818-394-8535, Contraman Ali. That's 818-394-8535, and press 1 for your call to be in the queue.
Thanks.
Okay, and his area code is 949.
Okay, I'll see if I can bring him in now.
Yay, Contraman Ali. All righty. Now, I'm going to explain Contraman Ali to those who know him, and I think most of you do. He is a wonderful root doctor, root worker, and he lives in Southern California. He's a member of the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, which is a great group of people who are banded together to perform readings, root work, and ethical conjure work for people. And I've never had him on the show before. So tell me when you get him, okay?
All right. Well, I can bring him on right now. Contraman Ali, are you there on the line with us?
I'm here.
Ah, wonderful. Wonderful. It's so nice to have you here as a co-host.
It's nice to be here.
All right. Well, this show has been going for 7 years, and we've never had anyone with your background or style of work as one of our people on the show, but I'm so pleased to have you. You know how the show works. You've listened, I know, many, many times. So what we're going to do, since we started late, I think the best thing to do is, first of all, say hi to yourself, tell a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to go to some callers.
Hello, everyone. I don't think there's much to tell. Most people kind of know me already. I've been a root worker for many years, and I'm looking forward to helping out.
That's it. Well, at least give
short
the name
and,
of your
short
website.
And sweet. Yeah.
Give the
my
name
website
of your website.
Is, name of the website is theconjureman.com, and short and sweet, I'm ready to go.
All right. All right. This is great. Okay, so now Tammy Lee is going to be reading off some of the people who've pre-registered to have their readings done. We're going to read tarot cards for them. You got some cards with you, Ali, on short notice?
My tarot cards are always on hand.
You're like
great.
Me. Good. All right. So, Miss Tammy Lee, please bring in our first caller.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat, and also Conjureman Ali. Our first caller is Little Miss Firesign from Lucky Mojo. And Little Miss Firesign writes, actually, this is a follow-up, and I'm going to go ahead and start with this one first. She writes, I would
We need her area code.
Area code, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. 915.
Great, she's there.
915.
Just
and,
a moment.
She does not list the city or state, I'm sorry.
Just a moment. I'll see if this is her. This is area code 915. You're on the air at Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Org Hour. Are you able to hear us?
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we have you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Little Miss Firesign. So Tammy Lee will read your message.
Okay, it's pretty short.
Little Miss Firesign writes that she would like to know if it's a good idea to get back together with someone. I'm nervous and excited and would like to see what is in the cards for me. And that's what she provides. Little Miss Farsan, if you could please, for Miss Kat and for Conjureman Ali, please provide your sign right now when you're back on the air.
Yes.
Turning it back over to you, Miss Kat, and to Conjureman Ali.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yes,
we are
hi.
Both Aries.
So what is your sign of the zodiac?
Aries, both of us.
You're both Aries. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you said this is a follow-up on some work that was done. This was work to reunite you with this man?
Yes, exactly. I had Miss Bree and Deacon Millett help me, and he finally came back around, and I even had a reading from Conjureman Ali, and he was pretty much on point about whatever everything was going to happen. And
I think I remember you.
Wow. Great. All righty. This is great that he's here on the air. This is wonderful.
I know, it's
all right.
Weird.
And I remember your name from the Lucky Mojo Forum. So this has been going on for a while. So first of all, congratulations. I'm glad to see things are turning around. You know, sometimes when people have a love breakup and they think, oh, I'm going to do root work, it is, as we know and we say all the time, reconciliation has the most difficult type of work and also has, frankly, to tell you the truth, the lowest success rate. And when we do get a good success on a reconciliation. We're also happy because it is what we wanted to see. So congratulations.
Yes,
I'm going to turn this one right over to Conjurman Ali. You read for her before. You tell her what's going on, okay?
Sure. Okay, so the situation is that you've got him back, and is there a commitment problem, or are you trying
to... I just kind of want to know what's going to happen with our relationship when we start up again. Is it going to just... Is he going to turn back to how he was and, like, leave again, or is this going to be good?
Right, right. One of the issues that I've always run into, and I do a lot of reconciliation work, is you can get, because the power of conjure is really strong, you can get a person to come back. The key is to get them to stick around. If the underlying issues aren't resolved, what happens is you'll get that person back, and then within a few months, you'll break up once again. So let me turn some cards over here. Now, the way I do cards, I actually do four cards. I do three, past, present, and future. And then I also pull a fourth one, which represents not the outcome, but the obstacle. And that's what we should focus on in any type of work to overcome. The first card that I get is the Nine of Swords. And this is the anxiety, the pain, the weight of him. I'm using the Rider weight, Turnstile. This is the way. This was you while you were waiting for him to come back. There was a lot of pain going on, a lot of anxiety, sleepless nights, even nightmares, right. The present card is just, you've done a lot of work, you've done a lot of heavy work, you've had help from some amazing root workers, and you've got what you wanted. You've got justice in it. You've got him to come back. Now, the future tells us that we have the King of Swords. Now, this card, I read it a little differently because I base a lot of my readings off intuition and the way I was raised to read. This tells me that the future isn't as set in stone as you hope it is. Just because he's back doesn't mean that you should relax. At this point in time, I see that there is a chance that there might be some tensions that will rise up against perhaps past fights, perhaps issues from the past that haven't quite been resolved. So the King of Swords is telling you that there might be a little bit of turbulence ahead of you. The obstacle that I see, this fourth card, this is the Nine of Wands. We have two nines here. And the Nine of Wands shows a guy leaning on a staff with a bandage on his head, and there's wands behind him, either forming a wall or it's his pursuers or coming after him. What this tells me is that there are some serious past issues that need to be resolved. The fights of your past aren't exactly over. Even though he's back in your life, the wounds that existed between you and him, not just on his end, but on your end, are still there. He hurt you a great deal with this breakup, and you hurt him. That needs to be addressed. If this situation is going to be resolved, and it's possible, though the King of Swords tells me, hey, you know, knuckle down, there might be some rough times ahead, you're going to have to address this by focusing on healing. Because reconciliation isn't about returning that person back to you. Reconciliation, by its very definition, means healing wounds, healing the rift that was between you.
That's right. This is the interesting, the card Justice was the second card in your reading, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. That's a very interesting card here because Justice has two meanings, one of which is that Justice, the Lady of Justice, holds a sword. And we say, well, that's a decision, it's a cutting, it's division. That's one kind of justice. With the other hand, a balance beam, restoration of balance. And so the next card was the King of Swords, you said, right?
King of Swords.
King of Swords, yes. So, and the King of Swords. I'm sorry, say that again?
There's swords in every one of these cards. We have the Nine of Swords in her past. There's a sword in that Justice card, and there's a sword in that King of Swords. So there's some heavy times ahead.
Exactly. Now, the King of Swords sits in the same position as the Justice, facing forward, holding a sword upright. So there is going to be a difficulty here of too much sternness. In other words, you've worked hard to get what you want, but you have to remember that what Justice offers is balance. And so the real issue here is to try to return to balance the last card, sometimes called the card of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, not necessarily, you know, from a battle injury, but I call it post-traumatic stress in love. There's that, yeah. Will this happen again? In fact, that was your question. Is this going to be okay? You got a little doubt, and you have been hurt before. So these cards tell us, take it very easy. Every time you're going to talk, take a breath first and keep working those honey jars. Have you ever had a honey jar on this situation?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something that a lot of people make honey jars, and I've been mentioning this recently in the Lucky Mojo forum, and this is a good opportunity to bring it out in terms of conjure work. People make honey jars, and they put all kinds of inedible things in them. One lady wanted to put her boyfriend's dirty underwear in a honey jar. A dirty underwear is great to bury in the ground. It's real powerful. You can put it under the bed. But why would you put it in the honey jar? Because you can't eat the honey after. And one of the things that you can do with a honey jar made for love is to eat the honey. Because honey jars can be opened and closed. You can put new things in them, take things out. That's one reason why people used to, well, not with honey, the most common old form of a honey jar was a sugar box. And I'm talking about a 1 pound box of sugar. You open the box, a little spout, you know, little spout. You pour all the sugar out real careful. You put everything in the bottom of the box. You take a funnel. You pour all the sugar back in again, right?
Oh, wow.
Why? You do that so that as you cook every day, when you put sugar in the coffee, whatever you do, you're pouring off that sugar box. The things you put in the bottom, you're going to jam them in there so that they don't get seen, you hope. You see? Now, I've seen people to do this when I was young. I was taught that one. And also when I was young, I went to a woman's house, and she showed me. She had one of the, you know, sugar and creamer and a teapot that all matched. You know, that kind of chinaware. She had a little sugar jar. And she said, you know, would you like some coffee, whatever, tea? And I said, at that time, I didn't drink coffee, so I said I just wanted tea. And so she made me a little cup of tea, and there was the sugar. And she said, now I'll show you something. She said, but you got to watch real close. And she took the sugar jar, and she got a cereal bowl. She poured the sugar jar out, and in the bottom was her husband's name on paper. And it was held in there with tape. Right? She said, I keep my husband sweet. Then she poured all the sugar back in. She goes, now, when you eat, you're just eating for the sweetness of my husband. So when you have him around, and if you can cook for him, we all know about, you know, things cooking with menstrual blood and all this and the other. Mm-hmm. But I want to say, I mean, certainly there's soiled underwear, dirty underwear is certainly a very powerful thing to use for a love spell. But once you put that in the honey, you're not going to be able to eat that honey again. I mean, it's, you know, you got proteins degrading and all that, and we just don't want to go there, you know. I would rather that people think of the honey jar as something that actually has honey or sugar in it that they can use to serve the man or woman of their dreams. So just think about that. Honey jars are not only for burning candles on, okay?
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it that way. I used to do the candle ones.
Yeah, well, you can do it. But see, here's the thing. When you have the jar with the candle on it, that's why I tell people use a baby food jar or a mason jar, a little half pint mason jar. You can unscrew it, take some honey out, put it in his tea or whatever. But honey isn't quite as convenient as sugar that way. So that's why I say a lot of people use a sugar jar. And one of my real good friends, Miss Robin, who's also a member of AIR, she belongs to the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, and she's in the East Bay. She taught me, and other people also have mentioned to me, a sugar jar, very common in the East Bay. I haven't seen it in the South, but among African-American workers in Northern California, it's very common. You take two popsicle sticks, and these are the, you know, and if possible, you had a popsicle, the man had a popsicle, or you can get one of those kind that used to have with two sticks and break them in half and each get half. And you write his name on one popsicle stick, and you write your name on the other popsicle stick, and you bind the two popsicle sticks together. You can tie them with string or rubber bands or whatever. She used rubber bands, first person who taught me use string. And you put those two popsicle sticks face to face, the two faces with the names on them facing each other, bind them together like two doll babies, and you put them down into a jar of sugar or honey, and then you turn them like a key. And every time you're going to go light a candle, first you open up the drawer and you just turn those sticks together. Let us be together. Let us turn in sweetness. Put the lid back on, burn a candle. Okay?
Okay.
Another one that I've heard is with sugar cubes, and Donna Lee mentioned that. Sugar cubes are good. I've also seen people put, again, sugar cubes in a sugar bowl, and at the bottom of the sugar bowl they've put down the papers and things like that, all hidden. No one can see it, you see. You can also, if the sugar bowl has a foot, you know, like the kind of chinaware that has a foot and it's hollow underneath, put the names and papers and things underneath and then just tape and cover over that. Unless they turn it upside down, they will never see what's underneath it. But I like it in the sugar, really in the sugar, okay?
Like actually touching the sugar.
Touching the sugar, that's right. And so I hope we've given you some ideas, because the key here, and Ali has pointed out to you, don't be so harsh for justice. Don't go for the sword. Go for the restoration of balance. You're not out of the woods yet, but things are looking very good for you. Okay, sweetheart?
That's good. I wanted to hear some positivity, because we do need to just get back to the reconciliation and working on the, you know, forgiveness, moving on, and just starting together what we want.
It's very hard for people to forgive, and sometimes one forgives faster than the other. And that's an important life lesson. If one forgives faster than the other, that doesn't mean the other's not going to forgive, but you might have to give them a little time. And I'll tell you something I've done as a little magical act. I've actually asked someone straight to their face, "So, how long will it take you to forgive?" And sometimes they'll say 6 years. I mean, they'll just word it out. Or they'll say, "Oh, I don't know, just having you cry, I'll forgive you." Literally, they'll say that, right? Or someone will say, "I'll get over it in a half an hour or so." You know, their own voice will sometimes tell the truth, so always ask, okay?
Yeah, I think I will do that.
It's also important to remember, just to add in real quick, sorry, it's also to remember that even though you're looking for his forgiveness, a part of you has to forgive him as well, because he was hurt in this process. But so were you. And sometimes we forget, we're so busy focused on asking everyone else for forgiveness that we ourselves haven't forgiven that person. And that comes off in the energy we give off. That comes off in our aura. That comes off even as a sense of resentment sometimes, or even being closed off. You know, he might, for example, be reaching out to you, but because of the hurt that you've gone through, you're not ready to accept him. So it's important that while you're seeking his forgiveness, you should also be cultivating forgiveness for him. And that means, you know, taking, like Miss Kat said, that sugar jar work is great. I'm getting a really big hit from my spirit of divination of working with vanilla bean and balms of Gilead, and perhaps doing a bath with this, sprinkling some peace water around the house, so that you're not only keeping a peaceful environment, but you're also mending both hearts at the same time.
That's good. Vanilla bean is so good. Natural vanilla bean is so good in sugar. And Balm of Gilead is just the absolute most often prescribed root or herb for reconciliation. Just a pair of Balm of Gilead put into a simple jar of honey can sometimes just do so much wonders. And Turnstile in the chat room also mentioned violet flowers and leaves. Reason violets are used, pansies and violets are sometimes called hearts ease, and they are to ease your heart. And those are wonderful. And you can candy violets, says Turnstile in the chat, and that is so true. Candied violets are one of those things that just soothe the heart. You want to use superfine sugar. I'm sure you can read online how to candy violet flowers. Just a wonderful suggestion from Turnstile. Take some time to make it. And Donna Lee says to tell you to bathe together. That's also a good one. Bathe together.
Okay.
That's always good. All right. We've given you a lot of advice, and I hope you go forth and take it.
Thank you to everybody, and thank you for, like, the great help. I just, for anyone out there who is stuck in a reconciliation, you know, in progress, just sometimes you do need to let it go, and it happens. It happens a lot sooner than you'd expect.
Good. That's so good. All right. Thank you so much for your call and for checking back in with us. All right.
Thank you. I'll have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was a wonderful reading, Ollie. I was happy to hear that. And also, you know, the thing is, it's not over yet. She's got to keep going. So there's much
going.
More
that's
work
right.
to do. Yeah.
That's
all right.
Right,
Miss Tammy Lee, are we ready for our next call?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat and Conjure Man Ali. And our next caller is calling from area code 713 from Houston, Texas. And this is Mo Creel.
Okay, just one moment. Is this Mo Creel from 713?
Yes, it is.
Great.
And have we pronounced your name correctly?
That's it, Mo Creel.
Mm-hmm. Mo Creel, okay. Okay.
Wonderful.
All right, Ms. Tammy Lee is going to read your thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And she writes, with every single relationship I've had, I've done root work to get and keep. My great-grandmother and beyond were root workers, and so were a few of my aunts. I've been married twice. First was brief and ended in divorce. My last husband died of a heart attack on my birthday 7 years ago, and I pushed my recent lover away because of a psychic's advice. I miss him, and I want either him or another lover soon. Should I strengthen my work on my last lover to return, or should I draw in a new lover? Also, I feel as if someone is working against me. Is it me or someone else? What could strengthen my business, and does that man who loaned me money for my business mean to do me harm? Turning it back over to you, Miss Kat and Conjure Man Ali.
All right. Well, first of all, you have a lot of questions here, probably more than we can handle on a brief show like this. So let you select. Do you want to know about the question about whether someone's working against you? Do you want to know the question about the man who loaned you money, or do you want to know the question about your lover? You choose one of them.
That was about my lover, yes.
Okay, that's what you spent the most words on, and I think that's all we can do today. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, what is your sign of the zodiac?
Sagittarius.
Sag. Oh, we have a fire sign day. Fire sign reconciliation day. How interesting. And how old are you?
I'm 44.
44. All right. Well, you've been through a lot, and what a horrible tragedy that must have been to have your husband die on your birthday. And, wow. Now, the man that you were recently with, let's focus on him. So you said you pushed my recent lover away. You said, I pushed my recent lover away because of a psychic's advice. Why did the psychic advise this? Was this one of a psychic who I might know, or who was this?
It's a psychic over here in Houston. I'm not sure if you're aware of him or not. He's a part of AIR. But from what he was sensing, I could sense it too. So I pushed away.
So this psychic told you that this man was just no good for you and to give up. Is that the idea?
Absolutely.
And I guess I'm trying to get a zero in on this, because when I hear about psychics telling people what to do, and I always kind of wonder, you know, did they really, what was their motivation? Had you been having trouble with the man already?
I've been feeling trouble, but I'm not sure if that was real, and he says I should trust my feeling.
All right, so the man had not wronged you, he was not unfaithful at that time. He had not beaten you up.
No.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I haven't noticed anything, and no, he's never beat me up or anything. I just cut all
okay. contact you'll have off. To. You'll have to talk a little bit more clearly. Because of your phone, your voice is sounding like a little to me.
Oh,
I'd like
I'm
to say
sorry.
That again. It's okay. Just speak a little more clearly. You had not been having trouble. The psychic just said to stop the relationship?
I've been having no trouble at all. I've just had feelings of negativity and feelings of something wrong, and my psychic told me I should trust my feelings.
I see. All righty. Well, I don't know your psychic, and I'm not going to go there much further, but I am going to say one thing. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And Well, you know, we'll see. But you missed this person. How long ago did you break up?
It's been about since April.
Since April. And how long were you together before then?
As soon as my husband died, after my husband died, I met this person, and he had the same name as my husband, which was amazing.
I see. So you were together with this man almost 7 years, but you were having negative feelings. All right. I think I understand now. Okay. All right. I'm going to, you know, I'm sorry. It's a complicated situation, and I'm sorry I had to ask so many questions, but I really wanted to understand what exactly was going on. And the mention of the other psychic always sets my little hairs up on end, because I've seen people have had difficulty because of following bad advice, okay? What I'm seeing here is that there were some hidden things in the relationship. They were not as serious as I would see. I've got here for my first card, this is a three-card layout, the card that actually that Ali had gotten, this is sort of a weird sign, as the last card for his last reading. This is the Nine of Wands. This is the card of post-traumatic stress in love. This is, yes, isn't that strange? It just like our readings just went, whoop, we just led into the next reading. They're syncing up there. So what this is a card of a man who is standing, leaning with his rod or staff, and he has a bandage around his head. And he's looking back over his shoulder, and behind him is what appears to be an advancing army of more of these rods. We don't know if they're protecting him, you know, if they're a protective fence or if they are an attack about to happen, but he has a worried look on his face. And this card represents you. When you got into this relationship very quickly after the death of your husband, there still is some damage in your heart. You yourself are carrying spiritual wounds. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And my feeling is that you need to work on yourself. And rather than pushing this man away, first you need to heal yourself. This guy has a big bandage around his head. Now, his head is his thinking portion. And he has a worried look on his face. And, you know, it says to me that part of this is your own distress still being with you, and perhaps a spiritual rejuvenation or cleansing is necessary. Spiritual healing is necessary for you. Okay? The second card I get is a card called the Page of Cups. This shows a person holding a cup, like a golden goblet, down by the ocean, and there's a fish in it talking to them. Now, this is a person who's generally considered to be psychic. This is probably our psychic here. And they're talking to a fish, and the fish is giving them information. We also sometimes call this the card, especially when it's reversed, of idle gossip and chit-chat. Why would you listen to a fish anyway? So the idea here is that you may be listening to too many people. The statement, listen to your feelings, is often connected with this card. But what I'm getting here is that listening to your feelings was the wrong thing, because your feelings were themselves injured. In other words, when the psychic said, follow your heart, listen to your feelings, that is correct. But it's like telling that to someone who's panicked or paranoid is not always the best advice. And in your case, there's a spiritual wound that needs to be healed before your feelings will themselves be accurate with respect to the man in question. Okay. The third card is, and this is not about him either. So far, he has not appeared in this three card spread, and that's kind of interesting to me. The third card is a card that is also about psychic healing and about insight and about spirituality, and it's a card called the Queen of Cups. It shows a woman looking at a cup staring into this closed cup, trying to see inside of someone's heart. And they're down by the beach, which is rocky, pebbly beach. They have 1 foot touching the water. And what this says to me is that you need to do inner work. A lot of this is about inner work for you, okay? I have not gotten a card that actually represents this person, the man. So I'm going to pull one more card, but before I do, I want to ask, are you in touch with him at this time? Is he still trying to be in your life?
He tried, and every time I don't answer the phone, I don't answer text. I act like he doesn't exist.
Yeah, you have a problem, sweetheart. It's your problem. Because I've gotten to the fourth card. I was saying, what he is like, because I've pulled the fourth card thinking, now we'll know about him. But the fourth card is again about you. And the fourth card is the Eight of Swords. It's a woman tied and bound.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something on you that is not right at this time. I don't think that this man is the problem. I think that you need to go deep into yourself and do some healing work for yourself. And to be able to, a person who is, and you are a Sag, and Sages are people who are often changeable. But at this point, your feelings may be very compromised by all of the events that have happened to you. And I would do some healing work. A person who you don't want to talk to but you miss, that shows an incredible interior conflict in you. And I want to see that conflict within you healed. Ali, what do you think of this situation?
I have to agree with you 100%. You say that there's an internal conflict that needs to be resolved. And the obstacle that I get, interestingly enough, is the Three of Swords. And that represents what she's facing right now and what she needs to overcome. And that it's telling us that healing is the way to go here. I'm also getting another sense here. She says she comes from a root work family. Is that right, caller?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm getting a sense that you might have a little bit overdone the root work. There's a lot of spiritual power in your family. And sometimes, and this is very common in Afro-Caribbean works, there's a call for what's known as a cooling bath. Because doing a lot of love work, doing a lot of a binding work, doing all these things, can sometimes heat someone up. And I'm getting the sense that you're kind of, at the moment, under a form of spiritual oppression. Now, this isn't a curse or a crossing or anything like that, but this is entirely self-inflicted because you've gone through such spiritual traumas like the loss of your husband and being from a spiritual family that's had a very deep impact on you, and that's why we get that Three of Swords card. It needs healing. What I would do in this particular instance is what I call a love uncrossed. And this is specifically aimed at not just mending the heart, but also taking any cross conditions that might have been, or any jinxes in this sense, that might have come up in your love life. And what you can do is you can take violet leaf, rose petals, and rue. And you mix those together, boil it in some tea, and wash for 7 days, and it works wonders. I think that'll really help not only cleanse the heart and address that Three of Swords condition, but also kind of remove you out of that spiritual oppression, because you do come from this root-working family and you have some really powerful spirits around you. You want to bring that balance back into your life. Mend the heart, bring harmony into your life, and I think going forward, I get a strong sense, because I have the Knight of Cups here, that you'll have much better times ahead in regards to love. That's really the sense I'm getting, especially because you cut this man out of your life, but you still feel for him. That's an internal conflict.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something I hope is not going to shock. I feel that Ali opened up a really important line of thought here when he said, you come from a root-working family, and sometimes people overdo the root work. And I almost feel that there's a spirit hanging around here who doesn't belong. I don't know whether it's your late husband, but that Three of Swords and the heart attack, I'm thinking, maybe. It may be the psychic who actually interfered in matters in a way that was untoward, which psychics sometimes do in order to create what we refer to as perpetual clients. Something is on you, and you need to take it off. And it is preventing you from doing the logical thing, which is answering the phone calls of a man you say you miss.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless you are what we would call very neurotic or crazy, which I don't think you are, there is some spirit holding you back. And I would actually want you to break the power of those things and free your mind. It's almost as if someone has put a confusion spell on your mind. When someone is thinking one thing and doing another, we say they're confused in mind. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think
so,
it's a spirit, to be honest.
It's a spirit. That's, yeah,
yeah, I'm
it's
getting
a spirit.
That, I'm getting that sense. It's not, I don't believe it's the psychic. I do believe
it's not the
that
psychic.
It is.
Well, you know, I'm trying to tread gently here, you know.
Right.
I'm no Dr. Keone. I don't just rush in with my boots on and jump. I try to be gentle and I try to be very kindly to people. There is a spirit here who's interfering. And if it were me, I would do some work around regaining my equilibrium, regaining my spiritual strength, getting untied and unbound. You've actually been confused in mind and bound up. And it might be to go to somebody that you can trust and get some work. And, you know, if it's the spirit of your husband who is doing this, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. This is something that I teach in my course and others know about it, is to go to your husband's grave and, first of all, communicate. Make sure that you're communicating with him. Is that going to be possible to do?
I keep his ashes by my bed. He's been cremated.
Oh, you keep his ashes by your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Well, okay, honey. I understand honoring him. You got to take him out of the bedroom, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you
got to
take him out of the bedroom. You know, people who have lost a mate, a loved one, through death, often, so often. I mean, you don't want to say goodbye. You didn't. There was nothing that went wrong between you. But it is important to keep that spirit in love and in your heart, but in a way that is in the living room, not the bedroom. Okay? You need to make an altar. I'm going to tell you an interesting story. I don't know, you guys are all so young compared to me, but when I was a kid, there was a singer, and his name was Buddy Holly. He was from Texas. And he was married to a woman named Maria Elena, or Elena actually was her name. And he died, and she was his widow. She had been pregnant when he died, and she lost the baby, and she went on and married another man. And people, after a while, people were very interested in what had happened to her. And so a friend of mine went actually and looked her up. And she's now quite publicly known. But at the time when this was happening, it was like, huh, the woman that Buddy Holly married and then he died and whatever happened to her anyway. So this friend of mine went to her house and interviewed her. And, of course, the first thing he said was, how does your husband feel about the fact that he's married to the widow of Buddy Holly? And she said, oh. And she showed, now she was from Puerto Rico, and she practiced Afro-Caribbean magical and Catholic practices. She said, here's our altar to Buddy. And it was right there in the living room. She said, we always thank Buddy. We thank him for the money that comes in from the royalties from the songs. And we always acknowledge him. I wouldn't have my husband and my two beautiful children if things hadn't turned out the way they did. But Buddy was so important. My husband knew when he married me that he would have to be able to acknowledge my late husband. That's a good way to do it. You see, that's a good way to handle it. It's a very difficult transition. But to keep your husband's ashes in the bedroom is to give the dead more power than they should have. You should have to go through the end of the grieving and let that go. Does that make sense to you, honey?
Yes. It's just a hard thing to do. But it makes sense.
I know.
Completely.
You have so much sorrow, and I would like to recommend to you, where did you say you lived? You're in Texas, Houston.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There are good root workers in Houston who can do this kind of work and help you. And the one I would recommend more than anyone else, she's in a little town called Winnie, Texas. Have you ever heard of Winnie?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, it's near Houston, and her name is Mama Starr.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama Starr has lost close family members and definitely can help you work through this. I don't think that the man is the problem. I think your grief is the problem. And it's causing you to be haunted. And I don't mean that in a, you know, some sort of evil horror movie way, but you are haunted at this moment. And there's pain, there's sorrow, and you need to come to a peaceful place with that and put your husband's ashes outside the bedroom. And it's going to take work. It's going to take cleansing. Call Star. Do you know her? Who I'm talking about, Mama Star?
I'll find her. Is she a member of AIR?
She's a member of AIR. She goes under the name of Mama Star. Her name is Star Cassis. She's the closest AIR worker to you. And she is, Winnie, Texas is near Houston. And she can help you. And she knows this work very, very well. She can perform healing baths for you, and she will. She really will be a good worker if she has the time for it. I'm going to say that if she has the time. I'm recommending her, but I don't want to only make one recommendation in case she's booked and then you're like, oh, now what? So I'm going to recommend there are a few other people in Texas who do this kind of prayerful, respectful work. The next one is Mama Hen. She's in San Antonio. Okay, Mama Hen has a wonderful way. Also, the only reason I would say Star is closer, Mama Hen is farther. But if Star cannot take your case, go to Mama Hen. Okay, both of them have websites. Star's website is oldstyleconjure.com, and Mama Hen's is MamaHenMagic.com, and I believe magic is spelled with a K at the end, M-I-G-I-C-K. But you can find them both at AIR, Mama Hen and Star, Mama Star. And either one of them, they're both in Texas, will be able to help you. The other thing is I would like you to go, everyone in this chat room is going, Crystal Silence League, Crystal Silence League, yes. Go to the Crystal Silence League. Do you know about that website?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want you to go and put your prayers up. We already have people praying for you in the chat room, baby. We all want to help. And we want to lift the burden of the grief and let you come back to life. And you can do it, you know. And everyone here is just really... We're holding you in our hearts. Crystal Silence League, which is, you can go to crystalsilence.com or crystalsilenceleague.org. They'll both get you to the same place. And Papa Newt, thank you, honey. He posted Mama Hen Magic website, and he posted Old Style Conjure website in the chat room, so you can pick them right there. And Tammy Lee has posted the link for the Crystal Silence League prayer requests. All right? But you need a person to guide you through this. You need a person to really create a ceremony for letting go. Okay? All right. I hope I was able to help, and I hope that Ali also was able to help. Is there anything else I can do for you? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, honey. You'll make it. You'll make it. And it's going to be okay. You know, go to the Crystal Silence League and just you know, pour your heart out. And believe me, we'll print out those prayers and we say prayers for you. And you know, it's a tough road. It's a tough road, but you're going to make it, okay?
Thank you, Kat.
Okay. All righty. Oh, poor girl.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah, I was very sad. I think Mama Hen.
Yeah.
I think Mama Hen and Mama Saw are the perfect people for a situation like that. They're both wonderful, gentle, and very talented in that type of work.
Yeah, and both of them have done a lot of work around healing, around loss, because both of them have suffered losses. And there's things about them both that are, and they happen to both be in Texas, which is where we need them to be. So that's
works out perfectly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Miss Tammy Lee, how are we fixed for time?
Well, Miss Kat, we have just about 20 minutes remaining in today's show. And just a reminder to everyone that the show is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, also brought to you by JutriCentral.net and DrKeone.com. And our next caller is calling from area code 517 from Lansing, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan, 517.
Okay, and their name?
I'm sorry. Their name is Cookies.
Cookies. All right, then. Is this Cookies from Lansing, Michigan?
Yes, this is she.
Great.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Cookies.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thank you.
All right. Miss Tammy Lee will read your thing. You just sit and listen, and then we'll deal with it, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Cookies. And Cookies writes, hello, my name is Shauna, and I am having an issue with my child's father. Basically, he lied on me to everybody in the world and to the child custody courts. His family has since ganged up on me and supported him through our court situation. He won custody of our son by default because I was not there. I was not there because for some strange reason, I never got the notice to appear. He's doing this to me, and his family is helping him because I graduated from college, had a new baby girl, and went to take our child and move out of state. In his eyes, if I don't have custody of our daughter, then there would be no way that I could move out of state with her. He wanted us to get back together, but when I became pregnant, my current boyfriend, he knew that was out of the question for us to reunite. I'm none of these things that he has portrayed me to be. I want my daughter back, and the court situation is over. He has won with his lies. I'm devastated. Right, so Cookies, turning it back over to you, Miss Kat, and Conjurman Ali.
All right. Oh, that's a terrible story, Cookies. That's just awful. Now, does he have sole custody of the child?
Yes, and it's a girl. He has sole custody.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how old is she?
She'll be 8 years old in December.
Nice.
And when did you lose custody? How old was she when you lost custody?
This just happened. I just got my notice in February. It's like a three-step process. The first process is like conciliation. I won that. They knew he was lying. The second part was the referee hearing. That's the notice that I didn't get. So the referee has, what I want to put, she has the authority to change orders. So because I didn't show, she immediately ruled in his favor and took custody away from me. Then, of course, mm-hmm. I objected to it, which is the third part, and we went to court on that in January of 2011. And as soon as the judge came out, I mean, my attorney already told me, look, he's a stifler, but, you know, I'm going to do the mm-hmm. best that I can. But as soon as the judge came out, he said, look, hey, you know, you missed your opportunity to give your side, and I'm not going to let the DeNovo hearing right now, and I'm not changing the recommendation. So my heart just cried out then. He literally, yeah. you know, said that I should have been there, and I'm letting them know, like, look, you know, I live in an apartment complex. I get people's mail all the time. I just have the courtesy to knock on their door and give it to them. I'm not trying to say that the courts didn't officially serve me. I'm just letting you know that I didn't get it. After the hearing mm-hmm. happened, I found out 3 days after the hearing because one of my close friends goes to his aunt's house to get her hair done. So she went 3 days after the hearing to get her hair done, And then she's calling me like, oh, my God, did you, what happened? Why didn't you know all that type of stuff? I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know anything about it until 3 days later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you some, this is just from spirit, okay? I haven't thrown a card down, and it's Ollie's turn anyway. But they are doing heavy root work on you, okay? We'll just say that right out front, okay? You got that? I mean, this is more than just, gee, we're unlucky and didn't get the letter. This is very heavy spiritual work. This is the kind of work I teach people to do on the other side. In other words, many, many root workers know how to get people to lose their papers and lose in court because they haven't got the papers. And that's one of the easy ways. And root workers do this all the time. So they have some help or they're doing it themselves. Okay? That's
and
my
I know
who.
Okay.
You know who. Oh, all right.
I mean,
so you know
day,
what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah. I mean, just the day in general, he had like, I mean, it's like everyone loves me. Now all of a sudden, everyone hates me and his family. We never had any problems. And then, you know, he finds out that I'm pregnant by my current boyfriend and everything just starts going downhill from there.
Right. All right.
So I understand.
Yeah. Ollie, you want to put down some cards on this?
I've turned a couple cards here, and you're absolutely right, Kat. I have the Seven of Cups here, which shows a man facing this cloud filled with all these different cups. And what I'm seeing is there's been some heavy confusion work done. The idea is to tie up your end. I'm getting a sense here from my spirit of divination that poppy seeds, black mustard seeds, and powders have been laid out for you to walk over, either at your place of business.
I got this too. We're yeah. Yeah.
Right. We're definitely on the, I really sense it. The person who did it is one of his family members. Do you know if any of his family practices root work? Perhaps a female?
I don't know if they practice, but I know, like, in our past history, they are familiar with it because she said, like, one day, like, you know, somebody was sick, and they're like, you know, and we talked to somebody, and they said that they put a root on them. So I know who you're talking about, and she does know of that type of stuff.
Right. I'm definitely getting a female here. I'm getting the presence of a female. And the Ten of Pentacles is telling me it's his family. His family is supporting him in this. And so you've got not just one person you're facing. You're not facing a man. You're facing an alliance and a family that is bounded together, and they think they're in the right, and so they've turned a root work against you. And this is what's causing this confusion. You got served paper, and you didn't even get the paper. That's root work at its best, you know. Confusing and tying up the opponent so that she can't even help herself. Now, my own spirits are coming clear in this and what you need to do. You're going to need to turn to your ancestors for this work, okay? Getting a root worker involved is definitely a great option and something you should consider. But what the work that I'm getting is that you should put them all with their family in a bottle with bitter aloes to shut their mouth, some alms, and put that and bury that at your ancestor's grave, preferably a powerful female ancestor if you have one, one that's maternal and that will fight like a lioness for you. You know?
I know who you're talking about. You said put them in a bottle, and what is it again?
Put them in a bottle.
Bitter aloes.
Bitter aloes. And alum. And bury that.
Do you know what alum is?
A-L-U-M.
Alum, yeah. A-L-U-M. Aloes, A-L-O-E-S. Alum, A-L-U-M. That's the two things he's talking about putting in there. Bitter aloes is bitter, bitter, bitter. It's just awful. And alum is to shut them up and to stop them. Mm-hmm.
And put their names in there too, correct?
Put their names, put them in that bottle, and bury it. Now ask your ancestor to intervene. What she'll do is she'll undo the root word and shut their mouth, because their wagging tongues is also a big trouble. They're spreading all these words about you. They're talking about you, and this is what's turning your allies against you, your friends. You went from being very popular to having no one on your side. So now you've got to turn to the spirit world for assistance. Once you've done that work, sprinkle some salt around your property to clear out, and use a broom to clear out any messes that may have been laid out. And then it's time to go to town with some court case root, court case mojos, chewing the root, dressing your papers with court case powders, in order for you to get your petition heard again. and definitely consider getting a root worker involved. But the first step is to get your ancestor involved, because not only will she put them in their place, undo the mess, and shut their mouth, but more importantly, she wants to see your little girl in the right hand, and so she'll fight for you like no one else has fought for you.
Okay,
yeah.
I have a question, too.
Yes, okay,
now,
go ahead, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. My question, I guess, is because you said, as far as, you know, the court case, the mojos for pertaining to court, the court, from what they're telling me, there's nothing that they can do. He won, and the only way that they will even consider me putting in a petition for to get her back, he has to be doing, like, right now in their eyes, she's better with him than she is with me. So, like, if, for instance, like, if he loses his job and then I have a job, okay, I have money to take care of her, you don't. Like, something like that in order for us to get us back in court.
Stop right
and,
now. All you're doing
okay.
is building a wall of a failure. Stop.
Right.
Okay.
These things can be done, but they may not be overturned, but they can be done incrementally. And
okay.
and we are not lawyers, but we know from having, dealt with many people who go through these things, it may end up. Now, do you have visitation rights?
I get to see her every Wednesday for 2 hours and every other weekend.
All right. So the first step your lawyer is going to do is to increase your length of visitation. These are not supervised visits, good?
No, they're not.
Good. You're not starting from behind the eight ball. You're just starting at the eight ball. Now, people in the chat room have been saying, call Marin Graves. And, in fact, that's just what I've been wanting to say. Call Marin Graves. There is an air root worker. And now we have three callers in a row in which we've mentioned air root workers. So maybe this is the air show. Marin Graves, I always give a name to every show after a while. Marin Graves is one of the newest workers at AIR, and she has a background in law. Seriously.
Okay.
And
okay.
you go to AIR, look her up, Marin Graves. Her specialty is court case work. This woman, that is it. I mean, if you need court case work done anywhere in America, go to Marin Graves. She's a reader.
Okay.
But she's a root worker. She lives in California. She is not a lawyer, but she has had experience working in court. She is excellent court case worker. And there's even pictures at her AIR site of her court case work.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you need someone to stand by you in a court case, and this is true of any kind of court case. If you need someone to stand by you in a court case, I would not hesitate to recommend Marin Graves. She's a serious woman, very deep. And there are pictures of her work on her site. They're posting the URL there in the chat room right now. But you just go to readersandrootworkers.org or rootworkers.com. Either way, I'll get you there. And then look up the name, Marin Graves. And there's pictures of court case work she's done right there. And
okay.
You need help, but you need to get out of the despair and get to a staged comeback. In other words, you're not going to be able to rush and get to the top of that thing and just knock them out like that. But it's not over yet. It's not over
right.
until your child is 18. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
you just have to take a deep breath and go through the stages. The first will be to get more custody time. Do you have, for instance, when the summer vacation comes, do you get 3 months in the summer?
When summer comes, we have joint custody.
Oh, boy. See, you can get that changed. See what I'm saying? There are ways to get, you're just going to need to come back a bit by bit by bit. It's serious. They won. They did it to you. They won. But you need to fight for everything. How is your daughter doing? How is she holding up on this?
She hates it there.
All right. And I'm sure that's not a good thing. Do you call her on the phone?
I talk to her, like, every once in a while. He doesn't talk to me, so it's when she has her own cell phone. If she has it, then, of course, she will answer. But if I call his phone, he doesn't answer me. He doesn't talk to me at all. He doesn't want to see me anymore, none of that. I guess he just hates me now.
All right. One of the things you might want to arrange, and depending on the state and the law, you can arrange for phone calls every night. I have a friend who had a situation much like this, although she was at fault. She actually had done something against the law. Her child was taken, went to her ex, and she had reformed her life and was trying to come back. But while there, and in that process, because it's a process, she did get the court to grant her that she could call, the right to call every night and read a bedtime story to her child, who was much younger than yours. And every night, that was where she would read that bedtime story. Because the courts understand, a child has to have continuous contact with a parent. You see, so don't give up. I also believe that you need a better lawyer. And the card that I have here is, just quickly, I see the Five of Swords. They sent you away. They won. That's a person who wins, and the other people are just sent away in disarray and can't do anything. The next card I have here is the card of strength, and that says that you do have the power to get someone to help you and to get into this. Strength means you need someone strong. You need someone who has some power, and you yourself need to come into your power. And the third card is a very nice card. It's the Six of Cups. It shows two little children playing together. You're pregnant now? Is that correct?
No. I've had my third child, but I have an older daughter that's not by him. And before this happened, you know, the daughter that he now has custody of and my oldest daughter used to always be together. They're, you know, now they're torn apart.
Well, the two little children playing together in this courtyard tells me that this child will be reunited with the family. This child will be part of the family. Don't worry about it. The two little children playing together, I take that as the new little baby is going to get to know the sister. You see?
Yeah. I was pregnant when this happened. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. But you need to get yourself a better lawyer. Call Marin Graves, and she will walk you through the steps. Her specialty, court case and custody matters. And she's a root worker. And you have been root worked, and you have been tromped on. So that's the best we can do. We're just about out of time. About a minute left in the show.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I want to thank you, Conjure Man Ali, for all your help. You're a wonderful reader, and we'll find out what's going on with this show, and we'll get it all together for next week. And
I'm always happy to help.
All right. Thanks. So you've been a great help. Okay. So Miss Tammy Lee, can we wrap it up? Where's Miss Tammy Lee?
I'm right here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm here. Thank you so much, Conjure Man Ali, for hosting the show with Miss Pat today for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's show. I'm sure that the jug band waltz will be coming in here shortly. This is a wonderful show. Y'all gave some great advice and helped some people out there that really needed your help, and just were true blessings. And thank you so much for joining us all today, everyone out there, for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, JujuCentral.net, and DrKeone.com. We're all here each and every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once again, thank you so much, Conjure Man Ali, for joining us today for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you each Sunday here at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful week. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Good night, Conjure Man Ali. And remember, it's now, what's the website? TheConjureMan.com.
TheConjureMan.com. Thank you, everybody.
That's
thanks, Ms.
Kat. All right. Good night, all. Have a nice time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.